Welcome to Beyond the Best 5 Minutes.
Hello and welcome to the Beyond the Best. Welcome to Beyond the Best 5 Minutes, the show that takes you beyond our mere YouTube channel and into the realm of podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Freaking yeah, man. That's yeah, it. We're iTunes official, folks.
We are. You can find us on the Apple Store, and if you're listening to this, you have. Yeah. So don't be stupid about it. Actually, one dude commented, he said, "I hate stupid iTunes." He said some cuss words that I don't necessarily want to say, even though I can, because we're on iTunes.
We're on explicit content warning iTunes.
We are.
Yeah.
That's I'm gonna not cuss just to make him mad. I don't know. That's my thinking. Anyway,
that's like getting a driver's license and not driving.
Yeah, more or less. Anyway, he said, "I hate iTunes. I hate Apple. I hate everything about everything. Do it on something other than Apple."
No.
I was like, well, you know, we do put them up on the host site, the Podomatic.
Mm-hmm.
So if you absolutely can't get by without hearing this, go to Podomatic and search for the best five.
He doesn't even have a good reason. He just hates Apple because everyone likes Apple. Oh, I don't want to be like the crowd. Oh, okay. Well, go die in a corner alone then.
You know what? If it works, I'm good with it.
Yeah, that's what I say too. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Apple. I think their stuff is overrated and overpriced, but it works and it's good, you know?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah, it's like I'm not going to diss on Apple just because everyone has one. Jeez.
I mean, you touch the screen, it does things? What?
That's Star Trek right there, man. This is like Zulu to beat me up, you fuck.
Zulu never did that. Anyway.
Mr. Chekhov, I am firing torpedoes at vessels. Enemy vessels, Captain.
Chekhov and Nico Bellic, ready?
Oh yeah.
So okay, tell me if you can tell them apart. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Start, baby, start. Vessel.
No.
Which one was which?
Well, obviously, both were Chekhov.
Okay. All right, you know who does a great freaking Nico Bellic?
Who?
Zooty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was... Oh, I don't know what I was making them do. But they because they operate at the same kind of timbre, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, all he has to do is the accent, and it's, like, dead on. I gotta have him do it for you.
Oh, I like that. I like that
it's,
idea.
It's creepy how close it is.
Well, if we ever need that, which I'm sure we will now.
Well, yeah, since I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, so this is guys. We'll catch you next week.
I'm just full of fun things.
Yeah.
Oh,
so what did you do this week, Kendall?
I worked. I work all day, every day.
Okay, let's not get into that. Did you do anything this week?
No. I played Borderlands 2 for a bit.
For a bit?
Then I went. Because it's like... Do I play the new game, or do I go back to Star Trek Online and grind because it owns my soul? Pretty obvious what I went back to.
You know what?
Mm.
You have a story that I want you to tell.
Do I?
Yeah. And it involves a gun. And your place of work.
Oh.
And I want you to tell it because I find it so funny.
All right, so there's this... There's a good friend of ours. His dad is just a little off.
Nutty.
I don't mean like.
Let's just say he's an interesting lad.
He's not eccentric and he's not crazy. He's that middle area. What's that called? Oh, creepy. Yeah. Okay. So, although he's a gun savvy lad.
Yeah.
He's aware of the current rules and regulations in the great state of Arizona. And if you're not from Arizona and you don't know the gun laws here, you can open carry any weapon as long as you're of age to have that weapon.
And you can get a permit to conceal it pretty easily.
You actually do not need that permit to conceal carry, but it's better that you do.
It's smiled upon.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, if you don't have one, no harm, no foul. Anyway, And because you're allowed to open carry and conceal carry, you don't need to tell anybody that you have a gun on you because it's your own business. But our friend's dad walks into my store one day. He looks at me. He goes, "Oh, hey, Kendall." And then he lifts his shirt up to show the pistol grip of, I think it was a Glock or something, just wedged in his pants. And then he puts his shirt back down, and he kind of, like, smiles at me and shakes his head like, "Yeah." And I go, "Hey, you know, you don't have to show me that. It's Arizona. Yeah, I'm sure you know the concealed carry laws and stuff." And he's like, "Oh, I know. I just wanted to let you know." You know. And it's like, okay, the only people who come in here and purposely show me they have a gun are, like, people who are going to rob me or you. So, what do you think I think of you, man? Of course, I didn't say that. I didn't want to panic anyone, but I was thinking that. I was like, dude, I mean, I know he wasn't going to rob me at all, but it's like, dude, you're giving the wrong people the wrong idea, and that's going to end badly for all of us.
You know, he may as well have just taken out his junk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and then the fact that he would have known me probably would have got me fired.
Probably. You know what's funny? I bet he does that to everybody, whether he knows them or not.
Goes to Walmart. "Hey, I'm wearing a gun." "Yeah, stores have to store. It's an old people town. They like to wear their cowboy guns."
So that's the story that I, and I have a few stories too from this man guy that I might save for later episodes.
He's shameless. I hope I'm not this kind of a dad when I become a father. You know, it's like, that's actually one of my biggest fears, is just losing the respect of my kids, or my kids, you know, hating me.
Yeah.
It's, you know, so I couldn't bear to be one of those uncool dads.
Like him.
No, I'd probably kill myself before that happened.
Anyway, that's that. How's the Jeep?
My Jeep? She's fine. Still needs some work. I probably should invest in that instead of running off and buying guns and cameras and other things. But yeah, Jeep's running pretty good. Having some starting issues, probably just a fuel pump or my ignition switch. I'm not sure which it is. I haven't taken it into shop to get it diagnosed yet.
Are you sharpening a pencil?
No, that's me flipping through my sticky notepad.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'll stop.
It's about to kill something. Take a life.
Every day there seems to be a new noise, but she's still running strong, so I'm not worried about it. Yeah.
Also, everybody, we have a new series coming out on YouTube.
I like how you just transitioned from that to that.
Yeah, well, you know, I was done with you.
Oh, well.
it's called what, MK Let's Play?
MK Let's Play. Yeah.
We've recorded 2 episodes.
So far.
Yeah, and those will be up soon. Soon's Goodman.
It's not really a let's play. It's more of, hey, watch us play a game that you could be playing, but you're not because you're watching us.
Watch series. Us give out gamer tags so you can spam them.
Yeah.
Like John Stickle.
Yeah. By the way, there's like 2 gamer tags that I don't want to get spammed, so I need to edit that out. All right, you need to edit it out. So
I'll make sure those don't make it. But yeah, but everybody, if you have Xbox Live...
XBL, kids.
It's yeah, if you have Xbox Live, go there and search for John Stickle.
Yeah.
And go ahead and spam him. Yeah. Tell him Max sent you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
Also, this is an open challenge to anybody who thinks you're better than us at Far Cry.
Yeah, you probably are.
We'll take you.
Yeah, we will accept the challenge, though.
Yeah, oh, we'll take it. Yeah.
Fair warning, we play fair.
Yeah, we'll also record it, so when you're crying to your mama, it'll be all over YouTube.
Yeah.
Or when you put us in our place and we're begging you to stop, that'll be on YouTube.
Or when you're crying to your mama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's put it back on that note.
So yes, that's that.
Yeah.
And we have a Halloween thing planned.
Yeah, it's hush hush, wink wink, secret, but it's going to be big.
It is. Halloween's my favorite, so let's just say this has passion going into it.
I gotta find my camera though. My cheesy crappy camera.
You know, fortunately,
uh-huh,
that's all this project needs.
I know. That's why I'm so stoked for it.
All right. So
low budget is what I'm going for right now.
So that's updates with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Do you have anything else to add?
Not to updates.
Okay, well, why don't we talk about space?
Space!
Here's my thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm all for space, right?
Yeah.
But they built a space shuttle.
Yeah.
And it has no other purpose than to go to space. It's not...
To enter and re-enter the atmosphere multiple times. That's its purpose.
That's all it does.
Yeah.
All that money.
Yeah.
All that time.
Yeah.
All that... And they have... You know, it's a lot of things. They could have been doing something like... You know, the money that they spent on that shuttle could have been towards money to go and dig on the moon or put towards Mars.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me angry that all they've used this thing for is to go up and down.
Well... That's why they discontinued the shuttle program, is to transfer money to other projects.
I should hope.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sad to see it go, because one of the things I've always wanted to do is see a space shuttle launch, and I'll never get that opportunity now, but...
I'm sure you will, it just won't be NASA.
I mean, I'm sure I'll see NASA shooting things up into the sky, but I'll never see, like, a shuttle from the space shuttle program. I won't see Endeavour or Enterprise take off. You know, that's what I'm saying. By the way, if I was going to have a spacecraft, it would definitely be named Enterprise. So you're kick-ass NASA for doing that.
Archer.
Archer.
Thank you, Archer. I'm not going to thank NASA for that. Are you crazy? It's Archer.
Oh, God. You're not even going to...
No, that's Archer.
Okay. Kirk was just copying greatness.
Archer was the first captain.
But Kirk was the first man love of space.
We're talking about canon here.
Kirk is canon.
I know Kirk's canon, but Archer was before Kirk.
I know he was.
Archer's dad designed it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, girl.
Ooh, girl. Can't touch me there.
Archer also had a... had everything I'd ever want.
He had a beagle.
He did.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
I want to squish it.
Anyway, so yeah, that's my thing about space.
Well, unless you've been under a rock the past week or two, the Space Shuttle Endeavour has been doing its victory flight on the back of NASA's modified 747 across the United States from Florida to its home in Los Angeles at a museum.
I saw that.
Really cool. You saw it actually flying or just pictures?
I just saw the pictures. Oh, okay. I saw the news. I didn't see the picture. I didn't see the video.
Okay. Well, I wish I would have seen it in real person, real life, but no such luck. But just really cool, I mean, to see that. And to think, you know, one day we may have, you know, Star Trek-like space vehicles. And, you know, you hear me, like, dick riding on Star Trek a lot, but I am a huge Star Wars fanboy, don't get me wrong. But Star Trek is the more plausible of the two. You know, it seems like if something like that was going to go and happen, it probably turned out more like Star Trek than Star Wars.
Well, to me, they were two completely different things. It's that Star Wars was never anything like... Star Wars was always fantasy to me, just like Lord of the Rings or Middle Earth, you know?
Yeah.
But in space, like, it was never a question of plausibility. It was just the story.
Well, I mean, some of the technology is plausible, but... most of it is just fantasy, yeah. Whereas Star Trek, a good 90% of that technology is plausible, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, I think Star Wars, here's the thing with Star Wars, too, is that Star Wars is a spiritual journey, except for the three prequels, which were a crap journey.
Spiritual journey to my dick.
and Star Trek is about, intergalactical
love harmony. Making.
Yeah.
Well, it's all about exploring and the human experience is what it's about. You know, because I mean, not every race they run into is friendly, but those space dicks. But
what did Gene Roddenberry say? He says, I gotta think of the quote. Anyway,
yeah, look it up. friend?
It's the one where he was like, Star Trek. My strive was always to get Star Trek to convey. Something about differences, and we won't find those differences until we find awe at every sort of life form and curiosity with every sort of life form. I forget it, but you know, that's basically what it is to me. And Star Wars is more about the spiritual introspective journey, not the prequels. Puppet Yoda always wins.
Oh, always, yeah.
Over,
but yeah, I mean, Gene Roddenberry wanted Star Trek to show us the potential of humanity. You know, what we could advance into if we gave up petty differences and focused on life as a journey, not just as a means of gaining something. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the whole thing is really cool.
It's hard to do when you don't have no food because you got a character eating everything.
Dump a space core, a warp core on him. Grow wheat.
Just grow wheat. By the way, people, if you want to play Star Trek Online with us, why don't you talk about that?
Well, okay, first of all, that's our go-to. Whenever we have to do a humanitarian mission on Star Trek Online, we just tell them to grow wheat and leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, so some good emissaries of Federation we are, huh?
More or less, yeah. But if you want to come play with us...
Yeah.
Did you send me a picture of Archer's ship?
Maybe.
Oh, that's a good-looking package.
Vehicle. Anyway. It's available for purchase on Star Trek Online. It's like $5, and it can be yours.
I caved.
I'm so tempted to get the original series Enterprise bundle. Really tempted. Yeah, in the Constitution class.
Anyway, this leads me to this. If you want to play with us, message us up on YouTube or the email, thebest5minutes@hotmail.com.
I am putting together an STO fleet as a way to reach out to our Trek fans and anybody else who just wants to do some fun space stuff with us. I can't guarantee we're always going to chat, and I really can't guarantee if we'll ever voice chat. First, I have to figure out how to voice chat, and secondly, you know... But definitely, I am a very active member, and I will keep the fleet maintained. And, you know, if you're an active member, I'll promote you. I'm not going to hold anything. You know, I'm not going to be like, oh, well, you got to donate to Lithium. Nah. If you're active and you just, you know, do missions with me, I'll probably promote you. I don't give a crap.
Go on.
Yeah. No, you go ahead.
I just want to say the email again, if you're interested. thebest5minutes@hotmail.com.
Yeah.
If you're interested in that.
Yeah. Just like we're doing an open invite on Xbox.
Yep.
We're doing this too. So I mean, you know, we're not going to challenge anybody on Star Trek Online, cuz there's no way. There's people who are like unreal at this game, and I don't even want to offend those people.
Yeah, they're like me playing Vice City. Hey man, don't you even think about disputing my Vice City skills.
No, I'm not. I was thinking back and I'm like, oh man, that was some mad hooch going on in Vice City. You know, today I was thinking back, I was like, oh, if they revisited Vice City in the next game.
Yeah.
Oh, that would just be fantastic. I mean, I know they're going back to
LA.
LA. But after that they should make, like, the tip of Florida and then Vice City, the island.
Well, there's nowhere else for them to go.
Yeah, they should just go back to Vice City, you know. Make it so you can play on the kind of the mainland, like the tip of Florida and then Vice City as a complete island.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, like, driving across the bridge for the first time and not hitting a loading screen.
The Florida Keys and all that?
Yeah, that'd be tight.
That'd be awesome, yeah.
You'd be able to, like, get in the seaplane and fly from island to island.
Yeah. It'd basically be like Scarface, but a good game.
Because you're Tony Vercetti. I guess, would you still be him?
Tommy Vercetti.
Oh, you're right.
There's Tommy actually Vercetti. Speak that you might be him in the new one.
I would shit my pants.
Yeah, it's like a rumor. I wouldn't put any money on it, but it's like a rumor that Tommy Vercetti's had it with the criminal life and he's moving to L.A. to get away from it or whatever.
If that's the truth, I will literally shit my pants for this game.
Yeah, because Tommy Vercetti is my favorite Grand
Theft
Auto. Mine
too. He's
Yeah. That's Ray Liotta we're talking about.
Oh my god, dude. Oh.
So, yeah.
That made my night.
Yeah. I don't know if it's true. Don't put any money on it, but that's what I heard. Mm. Anyway, yeah.
That's interesting.
Calm down there. So, Kendall.
Hmm.
Any new gadgets?
Any new gadgets?
Yeah.
Any new gadgets?
Mm-hmm.
Well, me, personally, I'm looking at this camera. It's the Panasonic AVC-CAMAG-HMC40 camcorder 1080p 3.05 MP.
A lot of numbers.
Yeah, it's a pretty fancy camera. It seems like it's probably the best route to go for a budding indie filmmaker who doesn't have a lot of money. I mean, it's like $1,300 camera, but
which, by the way, we might have something special in the distant future.
Yeah, if I can get this off the ground, I just got to get a production crew together. Anyway, that's my problems, not for you guys. Yeah, it runs from $1,300, depending where you go, to $1,700. But it's a compact camera. It does amazing quality. It's ready to have a stick mic put onto it, or you know, you can do a separate second party, you know, actual boom mic. But it's a pretty good little system. All ready to go. And
why am I doing that?
I don't know.
Okay.
So. You know, I've had it's still fly season, unfortunately, and there's just a ton of flies in my shop. Do you have a gadget for me, Max?
Yeah, I do. You know what I do?
What?
I shoot them.
Yeah, you do.
You know what I shoot them with?
What?
My fly gun.
Your fly gun? You're talking about your pecker?
Well, when I'm out of ammunition.
Oh, no. Oh, you're talking about that double barrel, that under-over, that one guy put together and then shot
a fly. So, this is what this dude does. I don't kill things, but this guy likes killing things. He's like Kevin. So, it's like PVC pipe, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he puts rock salt in there.
It's basically one of those marshmallow guns that you get as a kid.
And he compresses air, and he shoots a buckload of rock salt and a fly, and it killed the fly. It's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can also like Uber pump it up and use it to kill small varmints
and people. No.
Yeah, like Jeff Goldblum.
Please don't. Don't kill people.
Like in that one movie with Jeff Goldblum, he was a fly and he got shot. Same principle.
It was such a nasty movie.
God, it was.
Hey, Kendall.
Yeah, man.
Brundle fly.
Oh, God. Every time I have, like, a weird hair grow on me now, I think, oh, Jesus, it's happening.
Brundle fly.
By the way, if you haven't seen Brundle the fly... Oh, God.
Yeah, Kendall, going.
If you haven't seen the Fly remake starring Jeff Goldblum, and you need a good vomit film... There you go.
I mean, it's really good. That's the thing about it.
It's a great date movie for sure.
It's actually good. It's just nasty.
Yeah, just like the thing.
The thing, yeah. I think Fly's nastier than The Thing, though.
Scene with the dogs is pretty nasty.
I think The Fly's worse than that.
All right.
Yeah, because that's happening to a person, man. You know, you can't really relate to dogs the way you can with a person.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Plus, you know, Kurt Russell. Yeah. He makes everything that he's in beautiful.
Because he is beautiful. If I could just get a lock of his hair.
Oh, God. From the Miracle movie when he had the bowl cut.
The things I would do to that. What?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah,
so... I'm just kidding. I just like to take it to the next level. I'm actually a very straight man looking for a good Christian woman.
Yeah?
In her 20s.
You aren't finding it in me, son.
Really? I couldn't tell. What, you're only like, you know, 6'10",
yeah,
300 pounds, male, you know.
Yeah, I'm not giving that to you.
You're not going to...
You exaggerated my size a little bit. I don't know how I should feel about that.
Well, I wasn't sure. I'm like, should I tell them, like, your exact measurements, or will that offend him?
It's a little strange that you know my measurements, so let's just move along now before you creep me out. Okay, so I don't have any gadgets, really. I don't tinker.
That's pretty gadgety, man. Freaking fly salt shotgun thing.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah. I'm saying electronics or something like
that. Oh, that you've recently bought and want to rave about?
Yeah, I mean,
or thinking about purchasing
something.
You don't have any new soundboards or anything you're thinking about buying?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a guitar player and you do all that, I guess I could rave on about the Line 6 DL4 green delay pedal, but, you know, I don't need to.
Sounds pretty awesome, actually.
Everybody uses those. Well, yeah, you can get backwards noises. You can get, you know, echo or slapback or whatever. String noises. Repeat, you know, your loop has a 30-second loop on it. Yeah, Line 6 DL4 delay. It's pretty good. It's pricey, though, so careful.
Is it worth the price, Max?
Yeah, I'd say so, because I use every setting on there when I get the chance.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, it's very pricey, so make sure you want it before you get it.
Yeah.
So, that's me and my gadget.
Hear any bullshit news lately?
Well, there's always something out there.
Yeah, something with the Kardashians, I bet.
I heard plunkers. Who's the redheaded comedian? Kathy Griffin.
Oh, yeah.
She's seen without makeup. And who cares, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe I remembered her name. I remembered her name because she was in a few Seinfelds.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
yeah. And she was the annoying person in the Seinfelds. Tsk, tsk.
Yeah, well, you never want to be that guy.
Well, do you have any news?
I mean, this is probably not news to a lot of Americans, but the American flag has one confirmed kill.
Does it?
It now has a confirmed kill, yeah.
The guy in Braveheart? Or our Patriot?
No.
Oh, because that was it. He got killed by an American flag, Kendall. Did he?
That was a movie.
That was a movie. Okay.
This is real life.
Okay. Like Patriot.
Well, no. One of the protesters, one of the Muslim protesters was burning a flag, and he inhaled the fumes and he died.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, don't go in a garage with fumes. Don't go and do smoke. Don't breathe it. I mean,
don't burn the American flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But it's, you know, it's like, I don't know.
No, don't inhale smoke, people. Don't smoke. Don't inhale it. Come on.
Hey, where'd you put my Neosporin, Max?
Really?
Yeah.
Let's just say you don't want to be checking my ammo box.
Oh, my. Anyway, so I don't know why that's news, but that's been news lately. I mean, it's like, I thought the protests were a little bigger of a story than that. It's interesting and funny to some crowds. I, at first, thought it was kind of humorous, just because, like, how stupid can you be? But,
yeah.
You know.
Hmm.
America.
I can't say bad words because I want to make Apple mad at me.
I don't care.
Well, you can say it. I don't want
to. You already said bad word, though.
I did not.
You did, too.
You can go back and listen. I did not.
You did, too.
What did I say?
No, I'm going to make you listen to it.
I'm pretty sure I didn't.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it doesn't matter because I've already done it. And that speaks for both of us, so...
Not me.
Yeah, it does.
No, I'm out.
No, you can't. You can't just
opt
out.
I called it.
You can't just opt out.
I called it.
You're giving me gas.
I have the power of editing. So, I don't know. You were mentioning the Kardashians, which I don't know why you're so bent on this tonight, Kendall.
Because I hate them.
Okay, I'm not a fan either. But this is the way I see it. You ready?
Yeah, I have my pants on.
All right. Somebody in that camp is really smart. You know why? Because you can take three people who have no discernible talent other than being annoying on camera and looking kind of good and make it into an empire.
Like, yeah.
That's not easy.
No, because now they have like clothing lines, perfume, makeup, pretty much everything you can market.
Yeah, and they have they don't do anything.
No, not a damn thing.
And that somebody back there knows what they're up to, you know.
Well, just like Paris Hilton, she gets freaking paid to go to clubs and party.
Yeah,
she doesn't do anything. She just gets paid.
Their camp is doing a good job.
We need those people behind our boat.
You know, I bet Scott Bakula has people like that.
Scott Bakula.
Please get back to us.
Well, see, I haven't really, you know, like.
Let's hop on that train.
I haven't. Well, I gotta get a hold of them. I called, but they didn't pick up. So.
All right. Well, that's what I had to say about that, Kendall.
Okay. Zip, 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 zip.
I think I sent that home.
I think I sent you home.
All right. What else is there? Movies, that's right.
Anybody seen any good movies lately?
I haven't.
Oh, yes. Oh, wow, I almost said something terrible.
I haven't been... Did you?
Yeah.
I haven't been to the movies in a while.
What was the last film you saw? Prometheus?
In the theaters?
Yeah.
No, I saw something after Prometheus. What was it? It's going to bug me now.
You going to see the new Bond picture?
Well, of course.
Oh, Jason Bourne, that's what you saw.
No, I didn't see Jason Bourne.
You didn't see the next one?
No, I didn't. I do want to. And I didn't see Expendables yet. Nah, there's all these movies that I want to see. What did I see? I saw something after Prometheus. Well, okay, I'm going to find out what I saw. You tell everybody what you saw.
How are you going to do that?
I'm going to go over all the movies that came out this summer and see which one looks familiar.
Oh my gosh. Have fun.
I'm good at this because I get lost in my own mind quite a bit.
Only you, Max. Only you.
So what did you see?
I've seen like every film that's come out this summer. I don't really know what you want me to talk about.
Well, what did you like?
Oh, I like...
You're the one that suggested the movie part.
I don't know. Don't talk to me right now. I'm busy. Eating Cocoa Puffs. No, I'm not really. I just thought we would talk about, like, movies in general. Like, you know, like, oh, have you seen the, you know, Code Talkers? Yeah.
Code Talkers.
Wind Talkers. Nicolas Cage. He was actually good in that film. Oh, yeah, huh.
I like Nicolas Cage. I don't know why you bash on him all the time.
Because he bought a stupid castle and he can't afford it.
That's not my problem.
Because he was the Ghost Rider.
Why is Finding Nemo... Stop that. Why is Finding Nemo in the box office right now?
Because they re-released it in 3D.
Really?
Yeah, Disney and Pixar re-released it in 3D. They're just trying to draw attention to Pixar. You know, I don't know if they're trying to get people excited because they're going to make a sequel to Finding Nemo. I don't know. I know there's a Monsters, Inc. sequel in the works as I speak.
Yeah.
It's a prequel, which I don't think is a good idea, but whatever. What do I know? You know, I've only taken 3 classes in film. What do I know about movies and production and marketing? What do I know? Right.
Yeah, you with know? 3 classes. Huh?
3 classes at a community college here in Mojave County, Arizona.
See, I don't think it has anything to do with about the film. I think it's about the business classes that the people took at the studios because they don't care about how it's received.
I'm taking a mixture of film, business, and English, so hopefully I'll be better than those people.
Well, I don't know. You're talking about Disney. Of course, yeah. John Carter. They don't have anybody left to do that work because of that movie.
No, they fired everyone. You're dead to me. Get out. Mickey Mouse is not pleased. Get out.
They probably even killed a few people.
You know, probably.
Yeah.
Like Belloc in the beginning of Raiders.
Just like that.
The CEO walks into the studio and everybody just kind of looks.
Yeah.
And then like a bunch of like Zulu guys jumped out and started shooting blow darts at people.
Is Michael Caine there?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. You need to have him.
William Dafoe rubs his head going, yes, yes.
And Christopher Walken's eating cake watching.
Oh, my God.
Because that's, you know, creepy.
Christopher Walken doesn't even need to say anything. Just him on the screen alone commands, like...
It is better when he says things, though, because it's funny.
Oh, of course. Like, yeah, everything he says. Just, but he just demands and commands respect on the screen. It's just, ah, William. I love that bit he does in Pulp Fiction.
I don't remember it. I haven't seen it. I only saw that once and I haven't seen it since.
Oh, he's talking about the watch. He stuck up his butt in Hanoi.
I kind of remember it. I vaguely remember that. I remember the watch talk. I didn't remember that it was Christopher Walken.
Yeah, it was Christopher Walken. Did you see Balls of Fury?
Long time ago.
No, okay,
that's the ping pong movie, right?
Yeah, Christopher Walken was the bad guy.
Yeah, I know that. I like that movie.
And the Fiendish.
Fiendish. And the guy from... the Reno 911 guy was the German counter athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and remember they were doing the briefing at the beginning?
Uh-huh.
And he says, I think it was George Lopez was doing the briefing, and he says, they say he looks like George Takei. And they throw the picture of him. Like a hand drawing, like on America's Most Wanted.
Yeah. Oh, God. That film.
I like that movie.
I like it, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of cheesy, but I don't think it was really meant to be anywhere.
They were wanting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should get that. Have that at my disposal when I want.
I think it's on Netflix, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, you should check.
Nice.
Ahura. Ahuba. Abuba. Hey, did you find that movie that you were looking for yet?
I'm looking.
Oh, my gosh. Slap me in the pink berries and call me Tito.
Yeah, apparently, a lot of movies came out this summer.
Yeah, that's what happens in the summer.
You know, I didn't even see Batman.
Oh, what?
I didn't see Spider-Man either.
Spider-Man and Batman were both really good, actually.
Well, I haven't seen them.
Uh-uh.
Probably be a while before I do see them.
Well, Batman felt kind of campy, but most of the films do. Well, I mean, no. They're good, but it's like, it feels like the last 30 minutes of the film, it's like, you didn't really need it.
That's how the last one seemed for me, so they just did that again?
Yeah, basically. It's like, we all know what's going to happen, you don't really need to drag it out, Christopher Nolan, but whatever, it is artistic.
Mr. Captain Pretentious. Lord of the Pretentious Film.
You know, what do I know? I've only taken 3 film classes. I mean, I only read a book on it. I mean, what do I know? I'm just a nobody. You know.
It really is hard for me to watch some of his stuff. Not that he's not good. I mean, obviously he has his merits. But it really, for me, it's not right for me. It just seems so far up its own butt.
Having butt sacks?
Yeah.
Butt sacks.
You know what's a good movie?
What?
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah. And,
you know, you got yourself some Waterboy.
Waterboy.
Even Jerry Reed was in that movie.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I can't believe he was in that movie. Oh, man. Let's see. What else is there to talk about, Kendall? I couldn't find that movie.
You couldn't. Well, I'm sorry. I was
probably thinking of a movie I saw long ago.
You know, Saints Row 3 has Burt Reynolds in it.
Does it?
Yeah, like, legitly. It's Burt. He's the mayor of the city. Burt Reynolds is the mayor of the city.
That's funny.
It looks like him, and they got him to do the voice. It's Burt Reynolds.
It's nice.
And he's always surrounded by, like, 2 hoochies. As it should be. And actually, when you beat the game, if you beat it as a good guy, you unlock him as a backup character, so you can call him on your cell phone to come hang out with you and call off the police if they're chasing you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds does favors for you. You can also call him to loan you the Thunderbird.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty freaking sweet.
I might have to play that now.
Yeah, if you guys are looking for an open-world GTA-style game that's more outlandish than GTA... Saints Row the Third, hands down, it's amazing. It's got flying, way better, like, flying vehicles than GTA does right now. It's got lasers, Burt Reynolds, and just some crazy stuff. Downsides, it doesn't have any real online. It's got a two-person co-op online, and that's it. That's all you get.
Yeah, if you're looking for a game to play with us, Far Cry 2.
Far Cry 2, GTA 4, Red Dead Redemption.
Maybe Battlefield.
Battlefield. You can set up private matches.
Can you?
Yeah. Okay. I'll get a server together. It's only like, you know, $2 for a week. I can do that.
Oh, I can't believe EA makes you do that.
Yeah, considering every other game in fucking existence is like, oh yeah, make a private server, why not?
I can't believe that. That's such a cheap.
Oh, that's the future though.
I guess so.
I'm serious. All games are going to start doing that soon, which really pisses me off.
Yeah.
And they're going to make you buy online passes. So if you buy a game used, that has online, you're going to have to buy a stupid online pass.
Yeah. I guess it's I have to just stop playing soon. Cuz you know I'm not going to pay for that. That's ridiculous.
You just got to buy games new now. That's the only way to afford them, really. It's retarded.
That's stupid. I have a huge problem with that. Yeah, I guess, you know, I could be doing better things than playing games, but just still, I have a huge problem with that.
But, you know, game companies, game devs know they have us by the balls. Like, there's no way I'm not going to, like, obsess over Far Cry 3.
Yeah.
I can't not play that game.
Yeah. You know, when the new Castlevania comes out, I just have to have that.
Shit. When Super Mario Brothers comes out.
Yeah.
Just got to rub my balls over that new 3DS. When the new GTA comes out, there's no way that I'm going to take time off of work to play that. That's how
stoked I am. Yeah, but see, that's one of those games that is campaign-laden, though.
Yeah.
I'll play that for the campaign. Because I'm like that. I, you know, we're talking about.
Well, I'll play it for the campaign too, but the online, I'm really stoked for that as well.
Yeah, I mean, if I have to buy a server, screw it. I don't care. I'm not going to play online. I'm going to have it for the campaign. I'm really not going to pay for a server. It's bad enough they make you pay $10 a month anyway. Yeah. I mean, Microsoft that should cover
you,
that.
Yeah, it really should.
It really should. I mean, bump it up to 12 a month. Don't make you pay for each individual server.
Mm-hmm. Well, for now, it's just EA doing that. If it catches on, though, everybody's going to force us to do that. But I don't think EA is going to be able to push it enough to do that. The new Halo game. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked for that. Would I pay for servers? Probably not.
No.
I'm done with Halo Online. Halo Reach has just left such a bad feeling in me. I don't really want to touch Halo Online.
I haven't played any Halo after the second one.
You're not missing much.
Okay.
Yeah, they just pretty much turned Spartans into Power Rangers, and it's just dumb. It's dumb.
And I never beat the second one either.
Oh, come on. The second one was great.
I don't doubt that. I don't remember hating it, or I just never got to the end.
Yeah, it does kind of drag on for a little bit towards the middle.
I hated how you could play as the other species.
The elites?
Oh, I hated that.
See, I liked that.
I just wanted to be Master Chief.
No, well, Halo 3, you stuck as Master Chief the whole time. And if your friends came and played with you, they'd have to be the stupid elites, and I'd laugh at them.
Right. Well, that's that.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to call it the end here.
Oh, yeah?
This has been a solid thing. I don't want to pimp it.
Pimp it?
And oh, you know what I'm going to put in?
What?
I got a soundbite that you're going to like.
Do it.
Okay. You want me to play it for you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll actually put it in when I do the editing, okay?
Okay.
So, be quiet. You're going to hear it through here, but when I put it in, it's going to be... Okay, you get it. So give us some talkie while I get that up.
Crossfire. You can call it the Crossfire. It's but a Crossfire. It's a board game from my childhood. Well, thanks for listening to our podcast. Yes, I'm ready.
Hope this isn't really loud.
That's really loud.
Hang on.
Uh-huh.
Hang on.
Yeah, I'm hanging. Oh, God. Oh, Lee, that's good eggnog. God damn it, Andy. Shush. I know it's good eggnog.
You heard him the whole time.
Good eggnog.
What was that thing? That you... Oh,
man. Shushers, man. I know it's good eggnog. I put some vodka in it. It's good. I know.
All right, everybody.
Hey.
This has been... Well, I'm not going to... You know, subscribe. Go watch us on YouTube, whatever.
Find us on Facebook.
Okay.
Watch us on YouTube. Add us on Twitter. Blah, 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 blah.
That's been that.
Yeah. Hey. Don't get caught.
With your pants up on leap day.
Now, there's a good game.
What?
Freaking Red Faction Gorilla.
What? What about that?
It's a good game.
I know, I like that game. What? Don't get caught?
Yeah, remember? Don't get caught and then you jump out of the car.
I don't remember that at all. Played that game a lot. I don't remember that. Is that when you're robbing somebody?
Yeah.
And they're like, anything for you, Mr. Generic Hero Name. Just don't get caught.
Yeah. I jumped into a van. And they're like, don't get caught. And one guy, like, dives out the back window. It's like, whoa, dude.
I won't.
Oh, hey, spoiler alert. If you play Saints Row the Third and you beat it on the good guy campaign, when you beat it, it takes you to, you know, the Saints Row crew. They're making a film on Mars. And those clever, sneaky people, guess which Mars the film's taking place on? Yeah, Red Faction Mars. It's freaking... it was so good to see that. That made me so happy. Because the same company who does Saints Row does the Red Faction series. And, oh, man, it was just so cool to see that cameo that you were on the same Mars. And it's the same buildings and everything. It was just really cool. Anyway, I'm going to shut up about that and let us outro with dignity. Right. And, yeah.
This has been Beyond the Best 5 Minutes with Max and
Tina Turner. Right, Kendall Slack.